free. See blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educated, they have your case. And we sit back to this.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is, and I am he. I am he. All right, all right, all right, enough of the music. Jimmy Durante used to say, stop the music. All right, enough is enough. Anyway, well, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you here, and oh boy, I have a lot of ground to cover tonight on the program, and let me tell you, tonight is an open forum, so you're going to join in with me tonight. You are going to be part of the program, tell you what's going on around the world in the next 2 hours and what you need to know. And there's a lot to talk about, a lot to talk about, as they say. So don't be shy. Remember our number. Our number here is very simple to remember, 800-313-9443. That is the number to call. All right, much more to talk about, and I'm just talking with Reverend Pike, Ted Pike. You remember we brought him up the other night from the National Prayer Network and his concerns over the ADL-promoted so-called hate crimes legislation in Congress. He will be with me tomorrow night on the program. Reverend Pike, don't miss out on that program. Tell all your friends. Tell them to stop watching all of the TV programs and doing whatever else they do and listen in, because this is going to be one of the most important broadcasts that they will ever, ever hear. Tomorrow night, right here on RBNLive.com, with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Reverend Ted Pike, and what is the ADL up to now? My goodness. My goodness. All right. In any event, we will be talking about a lot of issues. Just got this email here. Watergate and the Weather Underground. Excerpt. Former FBI second-in-command Mark Felt, a.k.a. Watergate's deep throat, was an opponent of both presidential corruption and domestic terrorism. Well, we'll find out about that. So says the John Birch Society publication, The New American. We'll be getting a hard copy of it in just a couple of days or so, so we'll follow that for you as well. Another story, Utah bucks No Child Left Behind. They've passed legislation now to maintain the constitutional supremacy and primacy over the federal government in education of their children. So they've done something pretty good in Utah. We take our hats off to them. All right, our number, 800-313-9443, will be all over the world tonight, all over the map. So don't mind. Don't mind if you jump in any time with a story, a comment, a question. Anything that is on your mind is welcome here, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you, I'm looking at this story continuing to unfold about George Bush and the scandal of Iraq, the scandal of Afghanistan and 9/11. Peeking through once again, and it looks like a move is afoot to get rid of George Bush. We'll be talking about that when we come back after the break. I'm Rick Adams.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch!
Yes, hello there. We are back. Begin the program, and already we've got people already online waiting to speak. So let's go to the phones first. And the number again, toll free, 800-313-9443. Hello, Scott in Massachusetts. How are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm good, and you?
Very well, thank you.
Great. I want to thank Paul, your production man.
Yes.
He's always so kind and gentle and accommodating.
That's only when he's on the air or working at the station. he's a good guy. He's one of the best I've ever met.
Yes.
Or known, anyway. I haven't met him, but I know him.
And the guys working behind the scenes don't always get the kind of recognition that they deserve.
That's right, they don't, and they deserve a pay raise. And I'm sorry, John Stadtmiller, I didn't mean that, but you know, I mean, we got to make sure they're well compensated for their work. They do a good job, they really do.
So you're going to have Reverend Pike on?
Yeah, we just talked before coming on the air, Scott, and he's going to be with me tomorrow night, and I think it's going to be a very, very hot and heavy 2 hours. Talking about this so-called hate crimes legislation resurfacing again in Congress.
Well, naturally, they have to stop us from talking about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically what they'll do is they'll make the truth a crime.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Just this thought control business is coming. People never dreamed it was possible. When I spoke about it years ago, they said I was a nut. Well, now they're realizing that it was they who were nuts, not me.
Right. And hate crimes do equal thought crimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, either it's a crime to assault somebody or it's not.
Absolutely.
And if you're assaulting somebody, you're not really loving them.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because the people that are behind the legislation to stamp out what they call hate crimes seem to be the ones that do the most hating.
Right. And that's true in anything. The mm-hmm. guys who are the most worried about getting screwed mm-hmm. are the ones who are doing the screwing.
Usually that's the way it works out, right?
So,
you know. Yes, brother.
What else is on your mind?
Go ahead.
I hate to be so graphic, you know.
I understand.
It gets the point across.
Sure.
But as far as these hate crimes things go, I'm reading in this week's Forward, which mm-hmm. is, I think it's the biggest distribution Jewish newspaper in the country, but mm-hmm. I may be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an anti-Semitism conference they just got done with in Europe by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They call it OC.
Mm.
And actually, the United States and Canada are both members of OC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all upset. They just had this meeting. And they're all upset because they think the fight of against anti-Semitism suffered a setback at the meeting. And the reason why they believe it suffered a setback at the meeting is because at this particular meeting, they tied Islamophobia and racism
mm-hmm.
and anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
So it got tied in with other things, and they want it to be a separate international issue.
You mean anti-Semitism, the way they describe it?
Right.
It's just like the Holocaust. They consider that a unique experience, and if anybody else should jump on the bandwagon and consider the loss of the brethren, such as the Armenians and others.
How about the Rwandans?
Yeah, that's not right, because some are more equal than others.
It's going on in the Congo right now.
Mm-hmm.
And but the bottom line is, the thing they were upset, they want language equating anti-Zionism
uh-huh.
with anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has already been agreed to in a previous Berlin meeting they had in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
They were, all these 55 countries agreed that they would equate anti-Zionism mm-hmm. with anti-Semitism. So if
yes.
you even spoke about what the Zionists were doing or mentioned the word Zionism, you could be guilty of a hate crime.
That's incredible.
Or not could be, but would be.
Maybe you think about it, Scott. Just stop for a minute. You know, you're bringing to me a great point. And every time I think about it, I have to ask myself, am I the only one that thinks this way? Is there something wrong with Rick Adams, or is it that just that people are afraid to discuss it? How in the world can Israel and the state of Israel and its supporters, apologists and so forth, how can they, with a straight face, talk about denouncing anti-Semitism, which should be denounced, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All forms of hatred are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And by the way, I am a Semite or a Shemite, okay? But let me just state that that is wrong, and I would agree that that should not be the case. We shouldn't just hate people for no reason whatsoever.
Nope.
However, when it comes to their hatred for the Palestinians, their hatred for all that is non-Israeli, non-Zionist.
That Christians.
Is, yeah, exactly. I mean, there is a hatred for Christ and for Christians. And why is it that whenever anybody like you or me brings it up, we suddenly become the haters? Why? I don't, for the life of me, I don't understand that.
I understand it. They live on a one-way street, and it's their way or it's no way. And if you get in their way, they'll run you over.
Mm-hmm.
But what really bothers me about this conference
mm-hmm.
was that it says in this article from the Jewish Forward, it says, Since the Berlin Conference, the OSCE, which is the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, mm-hmm. which comprises 55 member countries, mostly in Europe, but also the United States and Canada, has put in place a monitoring mechanism and appointed a special envoy to tackle anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
So in the United States and Canada,
mm-hmm.
they have put in place a monitoring mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the special envoy is to tackle anti-Semitism in the United States, but I wish they'd, you know, tell us what their problem is and
mm-hmm.
how we can straighten it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know...
Well, there's an agenda here, though. It's not just that these groups are concerned about hatred and they want everyone to love each other. It's that they use the ADL, for instance. We'll learn this tomorrow night, but... They use these issues of hatred to advance another goal, and that goal involves the control over our minds by the government and others in positions of power here in the United States, as well as the UN, you know.
Right, right. Absolutely, Rick. They use every possible weapon that they can to gain control,
mm-hmm.
and one of the biggest weapons is homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Why are all the Jews always pushing for this homosexuality stuff?
Well, all the liberal Zionist Jews seem to be. Thankfully, there are some Orthodox and others, rabbis in particular, who are very much against this.
Right, but even those rabbis don't come out publicly for the most part and go against yeah. these Jewish non-governmental organizations
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that are pushing this kind of thing. And that is because they also want to use mm-hmm. that particular degenerate behavior and anybody who speaks out about it to be in violation of the law and to be prosecuted for a hate crime.
Yeah,
to outlaw our Bible.
Oh, that's right. I mean, now you would think that these people who claim they are Jews would believe in the Old Testament, yet here, particularly the ADL in Philadelphia and Lynn Abraham, who's a National Executive Board member of the ADL in Philadelphia and their district attorney, ordering an arrest of Christians who were reading from the Old Testament against homosexuality.
Why would they
have them arrested?
Was that the case in Pennsylvania?
That's the one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes,
right,
sir.
Right.
And they were arrested for a rally exercising religious free speech.
Right. And we live in a constitutional republic. We live in a Zionist dictatorship
mm-hmm.
that is fascist in its operation. And that's, you know, control of the corporations. Who controls the corporations? The banks, though. Who control the banks? Sorry to tell everybody, the Jews do, and they have the money, and they have the power, and, you know, if we don't wake up, we're going to, you know, our children are going to wake up in their homes without their homes, not owning them. I think most of us don't already. And
well,
I've never been able to figure out, Rick, how we've been here 300 years, nobody owns their house.
No one that has a mortgage owns his property at all, that's right.
All right,
absolutely. Well, Scott, thank you for your great contribution to this program.
Rick, I love your program. Keep it up.
Thank you. We love your contributions and participation, and you, my friend. Thank you. All right. 800-313-9443 is our number. You're listening to Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, a.k.a. the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And the program is Uncensored, Radio Free America. And I see that we have Garen on the line from Rhode Island. Is that right, Garen?
Rick?
Hello there, sir.
Hey, Rick.
How are you, Sir Garen?
Good, Sir Rick.
Hey, I got some bad news for you, Garen.
What's that?
We're up against a commercial break. Can I hold you on the line?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Would you mind being so kind as to stay with me?
Certainly.
All right. I know you've got something important on your mind, so.
Yes, I do.
Good. When we come back, you will be our next caller, and we'll continue on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Thank you. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Yeah, listen, how do you put a guy like Rick Adams on the air? He's insulting. He's terrible. He's attacking the people that make us happy. He's not one of us. He's not an American. He's nothing but a rabble-rouser.
Okay, well, thank you for that, sir. And we are back. Yes, Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America on RBNLive.com. That's Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word, and we have on the line, yes, sir, Garen. Once again, Garen, what's on your mind tonight, brother?
Yeah, a couple of things. First, as you've probably already heard, and as have most people have probably already heard, but, you know, getting, which is good news, point A and point B is alluding to the downfall, impending downfall of George W. Bush is the former chief economist for the Bush administration, recently coming out with that the government's story about 9/11, the basic point, basically saying that it can't be true, and the only way those buildings could have fallen is through you know, demolitions taking them down. I think I don't know, you know, kind of jumping or getting on the bandwagon of, you know, the downfall of Bush. I don't know. That's kind of a big thing when you have a former chief economist. It was his, not, it was George W. Bush's, right? Not Bush's father, Bush Sr. Do you know about that?
I've heard something. Why don't you give us a little more information? Tell us who exactly you're speaking about.
Well, you know, I just, there was the former chief economist for the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. I think it was George W., not, you know, George H.W., his father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and has recently come out with that, you know, the government story about how the World Trade Center buildings fell
mm-hmm.
really can't be true, basically, in that the most logical explanation, the only thing that seems, you know, reasonable and logical is that they were pulled with demolitions, as, you know, we know Larry Silverstein stated that Building 7
was. Right. I know what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We've also heard now that from Philip Zelikow, who really wrote the 9/11 Commission report in the end. He's the one that authorized the final draft of that report. He has come out and said that this war in Iraq was indeed positioned for the defense of Israel and its borders. So, yeah, you are absolutely right. You are onto something, and we are now seeing the cracks appear. We are seeing the cracks appear now in this administration, as we've alluded to before. We are now beginning to see the undermining of the administration on all fronts, on all fronts, from 9/11 to the war itself. Because remember, 9/11 was the 9/11 was the pretext for George Bush to go into Iraq, as you recall.
Yeah.
And from one lie to another, we saw this administration continue to deceive the American public, and everyone who was a part of it was doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you have this person, the former chief economist for the Bush administration, and Zelikow, which is, of course, an insider, and you have these people coming out with these things, you know, you can start to see the smoke start to rise above, you know, and like the saying goes, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's got to be a fire starting somewhere.
I think that that's what it is, Garen. I believe what they're attempting to do now is what they're attempting to do is unravel this administration piece by piece and bit by bit. No question about that. And I know the story you were referring to maybe was the one in which more damning evidence, former Bush team member says world trade collapse, likely a controlled demolition. That's the one, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. You can go really to read the story. John Conyers, of all people, john.conyers@mail.house.gov. And he's basically saying what you're saying is that now more and more people in the administration are coming out and admitting that nothing that George Bush's commissions have said have been logical or truthful to science. As a matter of fact, they actually contradict the laws of physics. So here we are, 9/11 now being revealed as a controlled demolition, and we are also finding that the Downing memo, more coming out on that now every day, that no, they doctored the books, they deliberately lied. And you know what? I understand all of this, Garrett, and I know that they did this deliberately and intentionally. What bothers me more than anything is, when are the people going to realize that rather than exposing all of this, the media have been right up there with George Bush right now.
The media is the enemy. People
exactly.
have to realize the media is the enemy.
Exactly.
Who said that first? Thomas Jefferson, way, way back when. He knew it. He knew it way back then. But you have people today, some 200 odd years later, who can't figure this out.
Yep.
And you know, I'm sure that the media is much, much worse than it was in Thomas Jefferson's day.
Of course.
And he was saying it then.
There's no comparison.
I mean, come on. I mean, where are the people like our founders walking around? I know they must be out there somewhere, and I know there is.
Absolutely. Did you have anything else you wanted to contribute, or is that
it? Yeah, a little bit.
All right, stay on the line. We got the break, Garen, and we'll be right back with you again and your calls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, we are. We're doing it. We're doing it with the Lord's help. Amen. Garen is on the line here. You can be too at 800-313-9443. Garen, yeah, I have the story of the guy that you're speaking about, by the way, has been written about quite well in the American Free Press by Greg Szymanski. And he was in the Labor Department during Bush's first term. And he came out and said, essentially, the collapse of the World Trade Center is bogus, saying it's more likely that a controlled demolition destroyed the Twin Towers and adjacent building number 7, right?
Yes.
That's the one you're referring to. That's Morgan Reynolds.
Morgan Reynolds, yes.
PhD and former member of the Bush team, who also served as director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas. All right. That's the one.
And that's huge. I mean, you have Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist, George W. Bush administration, Labor Department, coming out and saying something like that's pretty big.
And CBS, NBC, and ABC has reported all of this?
Have they?
No. That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, you just made a good statement. You said it's a huge story. Previous to that, you said the media is the enemy, and boy, that's the living proof of it. Here's a story that, you know, is so major. It is so blatantly obvious that this is a scandal in the making.
Yep.
Here's a man who has, you know, apparently no axe to grind other than the fact that he's concerned for his country, comes out, makes a statement like this, and where is the Dan Rather of CBS? Where is Mr. Safer of 60 Minutes? Where is Bob Schieffer? Where is Brian Williams? Where is Peter Jennings? Where are these anchors? Here's a story that is a major story, and they're sitting on it without touching it, because the media is the enemy, as you have said so well.
Well, I know where all of them are. They're out there worshiping at the altar of greed and money.
And they're all in the same groups, all of them members of the Council on Foreign Relations that I know of, and they're told either shut your mouth or you're not going to have a job.
Exactly.
And that's the way it works in this real world, my friend.
Exactly.
Sad. But, go ahead. What was your other point?
Speaking of founders that I was alluding to, you and most people probably have seen the flag of the revolutionary days of the coiled rattlesnake, and it's with the motto, "Don't tread on me."
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, that was first used by the Continental Navy, but the first militiamen to use that, and they used it widely, was the Rhode Island Militia.
Uh-huh.
As you already know, Rick, Rhode Island was the first state to succeed. We had our burning of the Gaspee in 1772, years before the Boston Tea Party.
That's right.
And Don't Tread on Me was the flag, first used and most widely used, of the Rhode Island militiamen. And I was reading about the, this was the militiamen in general, but just to show you their mentality, they used to have, they would engage in battles and traveling and so forth, whatever. The militiamen back then, a bunch of them, had on the emblazoned on the front of their coats, or that, you know, their shirts or their coats, whatever the apparel at that time, liberty or death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the mentality of these guys. I mean, you know, that's what we need today. Mm-hmm. Liberty or death.
That's my buddy, Patrick Henry.
Give me liberty or give me death.
That's right. All right. You know what they say today? You know what the average pinhead says today in America?
Give me my TV.
Give me the Yanks. Give me the Red Sox. Come on. Give me Baltimore or give me death. If I can't have my baseball, I'm better off dead.
Joe Sixpack, give me my bowl game or give me death.
Sally Soccer Mom. Yep.
That's
true, though.
I mean,
that's where we are, brother. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in.
Well, we still, I mean, even though that's the way most people are today, we still got a lot of people who are carrying that motto around of give me liberty or give me death.
But, you know, in truth, it was always that way.
It is.
You know, in the War for Independence itself, most Americans were actually paying more attention to the ball game, so to speak, than getting involved. It was just a small number of dedicated men led this fight. And today it's the same. It's the same group.
It's always that small group of very dedicated people who always have made the difference throughout history. Always.
Yes.
Most of the people weren't with our founders. Either about a third were against or a third were indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
So a good majority wasn't with the founders. It was about a third who supported it and about 3-5% who actually participated in that.
Yes,
and as I surmise, that's about where we are now. If something like that happened today, we would probably have about 30% of the people who supported it and the rest, and you'd probably have about 4-5% of the people who participated. So really, we're right about back in the same position that our founders were in, if you really can look at it that way.
That's a good way of looking at it, Garen.
It is.
And
that's
you hit
the
nail on the head. Absolutely. And by the way, you do a little program of your own on the Revere Network, I guess it is?
Yeah, revereradionetwork.com.
You were on Friday, what, at midnight?
Friday's at midnight, and
that's
then the mornings during the week.
Oh,
little show there. I talk about all these things.
Garen Green is his name. And spelled with an E at the end, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, Garen Green, you are the Robin Hood of my program here.
All righty, right.
It was Mr. Green, you know, who starred as Robin Hood in the TV series. So here you are,
Nathaniel
Richard
Green.
All right.
I'm carrying on the family banner of Nathaniel Green.
Okay.
Yes. Keep your powder dry. Give me liberty or give me death.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
God
Rick.
Bless you. Keep up the fight. Thank you very much. All right, 800-313-9443. Well, Garen, you brought up something very good. And, again, this story by Mr. Reynolds, Morgan Reynolds, formerly with the Bush team in the first administration, and he also serves as the director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis in Texas. He's dropped a bombshell, no question about it. Now he's a professor emeritus at Texas A&M, and he believes it's, quote, next to impossible, unquote, that 19 Arab terrorists alone outfoxed the mighty U.S. military, adding that the scientific conclusions about the World Trade Center collapse may hold the key to the entire mysterious plot behind 9/11. Well, now you know why they took the steel girders, all of them, and shipped them right out of the country to Red China. Now, why would George Bush do that? Why would George Bush deliberately and intentionally mislead the nation? Why would he refuse to testify openly before this commission and under oath? What does Mr. Bush have to hide? See, I do believe George Bush was personally involved with this whole plot right from the top down with the CIA. I do believe that George Bush did authorize it. I know some of my people say, no, I don't think he's got the brains to do it. It doesn't take brains. It just takes an evil mind and an evil heart. And I believe George Bush qualifies on both grounds. Qualifies on both grounds, ladies and gentlemen. This gentleman here is absolutely right. Morgan Reynolds knows whereof he speaks. The government's collapse theory is highly vulnerable on its own terms. Only professional demolition appears to account for the full range of facts associated with the collapse of the three buildings. Very, very damning. And yet, you didn't hear a word tonight. You didn't hear a word from Mr. Schieffer, Brian Williams, or Peter Jennings. And that's only the so-called big three. Tells you something, doesn't it, huh? Right from the beginning, the Bush administration claimed that burning jet fuel caused the collapse of those towers. Although many independent investigators have disagreed, they have been hard-pressed to disprove the government theory since most of the evidence was removed by FEMA prior to that investigation. Some of the facts demonstrating the flaws in the government's jet fuel theory include, quote, photos showing people walking around in the hole of the North Tower where 10,000 gallons of jet fuel supposedly was burning. When the South Tower was hit, most of the North Tower's flames had already vanished, burning for only 16 minutes, making it relatively easy to contain and control without a total collapse. So these are just a few of the points, and there's many, many others that we'll get back to later in the evening. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, Joel in Wisconsin. You're on the program.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I didn't hear that sound first.
Okay, well, here you are, my
Are
friend.
You implying that what the government told us about 9/11 is not true?
I'm doing more than that, Joel. I'm more than implying it.
No,
I'm stating it flat
I'm
out.
I'm going to test you out here. I'm going to see how you respond to me.
All right.
I believe that there was no planes involved in that incident of 9/11. I think the planes themselves were part of the scam.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, we've talked about that in the past, as you know, on this program, and I...
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, Artie Wheeler.
Right.
All right.
So I can buy into any and all of that. Believe me, I can accept all of that, because this whole episode of 9/11 was so prepackaged and so totally and completely controlled right from the beginning that I don't believe anything now the government has to say. That's a sad commentary, but that's the way I feel.
Right.
And I agree with you. All of this is on the table, my friend. None of it should be dismissed.
Good. I'm surprised that you handled it like that.
Well, that's the way I am. I try to be honest, you know, Joe. I try to be as honest as I can.
To tell you, I cannot find any fault with you so far, but I'm sure looking.
Oh, look, I you know, believe me, seriously, I don't want anybody to look up to me as anybody who's special, because I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I'm just a human being. I'm like everyone else. I'm no better, no worse. I'm here for a purpose. God has put me here for a purpose. When my purpose is over, I'll be gone. You can forget me. Believe
me. I'm not calling you. I'm not calling you special. I'm just saying, so far, I can't find any fault in your honesty.
There are.
Can we talk about Artie then?
Sure. Can you talk about whatever you want.
Okay,
go ahead.
Good. Now, this is my opinion. And one night, Artie was on a guest, mm-hmm. and Alex called in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Artie and Alex went back and forth. They don't like each other, obviously.
Alex Jones, yeah.
Now, I have an opinion on both of them, too.
Okay. What's your opinion?
My opinion is I think they're both government agents.
Okay. All right. You think so? Now, what makes you think that?
Well, I think...
Give me something to back that up with.
All right. Now, Alex Jones, he's on every day criticizing the government. I think if there was any reality to him whatsoever, I think they'd have discredited him, or if he doesn't do a good enough job himself, or done something, or taken him out. He gets information that he can't verify, but he says it's true. He says he only talks about things he can prove, which is a line of crap. I've heard him on his program saying that he was kidnapped by George Bush and driven around for 45 minutes. Now, he can prove that. One time he had a guest on, the guy that used to run the Gong Show, and, mm-hmm. and that guy said mm-hmm. that he was an ex-hitman. Now, he can prove that. Alex Jones says that he mm-hmm. only talks about things he can prove. I have no... respect for the guy. I can't stand listening to him. I used to listen to him, but I quit because he talks over everybody, and he's so full of himself that I can't stand listening to him.
I'm getting someone on. Hold on one second now. Paul, you can come on the air if you wish. My producer.
All right. Alex has video footage of being captured. I can't hear Paul.
All right. I'll relate it to you. Just stay where you are. All right. So you're saying my producer's talking to me now.
Yeah?
And he's saying that Alex Jones has produced video showing the kidnapping. Is that what you said, Paul?
Correct.
Okay. Where have you seen it?
Yeah, it's on one of his films.
Okay, it's on one of his films. All right, now I'm just playing a Mr. Know Nothing here, because I don't know enough about any of it. So okay, he says he's got video, so there goes your theory there.
Oh yeah.
Joe.
Okay, you want to talk about Alex Jones? How could Alex Jones have a video of himself being kidnapped?
Well, why can't he conceal his cameras? Just like the government.
Oh, come on, and drive around. Let me talk about some of his films. I've watched some of his films.
Okay.
All right? Let me edit them a little bit with some reasoning and logic. He has some footage of some woman that got stopped by the cops, you know, and they're mm-hmm. going through her car mm-hmm. and taking out her constitution and saying things like, oh, I don't know if that's legal or not, after they arrest her because she wouldn't cooperate with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can still hear them talking and stuff, and I'm asking people, where are the microphones? Are they in the bushes or what? How can you hear those cops talking?
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch closely,
mm-hmm. yeah.
if you watch closely, the traffic that goes by doesn't line up. They have to stop and start a few times.
All right. And what about having concealed lapel mics? No.
Who would have them? Would the cops have concealed mics? To hold
obviously, the police would have them and others as well.
And they would use it against themselves? The mics were used against the police. Now, are mm-hmm. they going to turn over microphones to use against themselves?
Well, that's something I can't answer for you. I really don't know. And I don't know all of the instances of which you speak, but I can understand. I mean, everybody's suspicious today, and sometimes we get so suspicious that we don't even trust ourselves. I mean, that can happen. But you are just giving me a couple of examples now
yes.
of why you feel Alex is. Now, I want you to give me a couple of examples why you feel that, for instance, Artie Wheeler is a government agent.
All
that
right.
One's a new one. Go ahead.
I'll
Go
give
ahead.
You a good one.
All right, Joel.
Artie Wheeler is he's the only one I hear talking about no airplane hits the buildings. He's the only one. So to categorize anybody that believes that, they're going to give you someone that's like a racist or does these, you know, when he comes on, he plays the pig noise and things like that.
Well, he doesn't really play them. Actually, that's on our end doing that, you know. He doesn't. He uses the language. You're right. He has used the language, and there's no need for that, as I've said, and I've made that clear. But I can't say that he's responsible for the special
effects. Well, how would I know that?
Well, I just told you. That's why I'm telling
you
that. All right.
Are you going to hold me over?
Sure. If you want, you stay where you are, and I'm sure we'll pursue this, and we'll be right back. Our caller, Joel, is bringing up a hot topic, and we will return with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring'em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only 2 words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
All right, I can say it. Constructive fraud. All right, and we're getting into a few accusations here, and I really don't want this to go on for the program only because I have so much to reveal to you, so much information that it's a waste of time. But for the sake of just completing the call, I will get back to Joel. And Joel, you are still with me, are you?
Joel, are you there?
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, Joel.
Can I do this some other time then? Because you're kind of cutting me short. You left the other caller have about 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, the thing is, all you're doing is just repeating the same accusations, and I want to hear something that I can sink my teeth into. I want to hear some facts, that's all.
Facts.
Can you give me anything that you think is a fact, something that I can look at and say, that proves that Alex Jones is a government agent, that proves that Artie Wheeler is a government agent, that proves that I am a government agent, or John Statman, or someone else. I want to see some real facts. Can you show me them?
Facts are arrived at after you research it. I can't come up with facts, and neither can they. You arrive at facts after you look at all the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking me right off the bat for facts. You don't come up with facts. You have to look at the evidence, and you have to arrive at...
So you come to a conclusion.
That's correct. That's what I did here, and you don't seem to like it.
Well, I'm not saying I like it or not. I'm saying that's your conclusion. Don't tell me what I have to believe. I don't have to believe anything.
I'm not telling you have to believe it, but you don't criticize the other callers. You let Artie Wheeler go on.
I haven't had Artie Wheeler on for 5 weeks. He hasn't
been on my program. Can I finish my evidence on Artie Wheeler?
Go ahead. Yeah.
He's the only person that I've ever heard say that there was no airplane that hit the Pentagon, and he gives good evidence as to why it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives good evidence. Then, this is where he goes wrong. He projects from there what he thinks happened. Now, that is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't back that up, just like you're accusing me of not being able to back anything up. So he says a fake plane goes in and a missile comes out. So he says that the missile, he concludes things. And he says they use holograms.
Uh-huh.
And he talks like he's a racist, so that some people don't like him. And I think that's all done on purpose. Then he goes against Alex Jones, so they play good cop, bad cop, when they're actually both cops. That's what I'm getting at.
But what purpose does it serve? How does it affect my thinking or your thinking?
It affects the public's thinking, because the only person that they hear that says anything about no plane, which is evidence, is then discredited because he talks bad about black people and other racist things like that.
Yeah, but we correct that on the program. We deal with that on the program.
But I'm
we eliminate that from the thinking.
I'm telling you that's how I arrive at my opinion.
All right, that's your opinion. All right, that's
of course
all I wanted
it is.
You to say. All right,
all...
no, when you say it's a fact, that's one thing. When you
I
say
never
it's
did.
An opinion...
You...
All right. Okay.
I never said it was a fact.
All right. Okay, as long as we understand that.
Right. I'm calling up with my opinion just like every caller you have.
And I've given you the time, and
yes, you
stated your case, Joel.
And you were doing pretty good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. We're up against the clock. We've got time for more calls. But I see the thing is with me is I don't like... Personally, I don't like getting involved in name-calling. I don't like getting involved in this one's that, and this one's that. And I'm not even talking about the previous caller. I want to deal with issues because, you see, we get sidetracked when we don't deal with the facts. How many out there right now probably think that I am a government agent? You can believe whatever you want. But anyone who knows me, and God Almighty knows me, I'm just like anyone else. I'm a free-thinking individual. I'm a sinner. I'm not going to tell you that I'm an angel or that I'm perfect. I never presented myself as such. But I will tell you this. I know in my heart who I am. I'm not making any money. In fact, this is costing me money, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here to promote any agenda but what I see as the truth. Now, we can disagree and we can agree. That's fine. But you see, if you go off the tangent and you start saying, what is this guy and who is that guy, you miss the point, which is to expose what we know to be true. All right, hour number two coming up. Stay where you are, callers. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.